Today we're going to learn Perek Vav Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. Perek Vav Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis is basically going to talk about what you're allowed to do with Shemitah produce in Surya. Now the basic rule that the Mishnah is going to tell us, we're going to give examples of the rule, but the rule that essentially is going to come out is that there are certain halachas that you're not allowed to do on a Doraisa level with Shemitah produce, and certain things that you're not allowed to do on a Derabbanan level. Meaning, if you have Shemitah produce that was never made hefker at the Shas HaBiur, meaning you never did Biur, so then you're not allowed to work with that produce. If the produce is attached to the ground, it's an Isser to Oraisa to work with that produce in the normal way. If it's no longer attached to the ground, it's an Isser to Rabbanan to work with that produce in the normal way. So we're going to talk about what about in Surya. Surya is the area of Eretz Yisrael that was conquered by David before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was fully conquered, and therefore it has the status of Kibush Yachid, so it doesn't have the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, certainly not on a Daraisa level. He decided to conquer it before all of Eretz Yisrael was fully conquered, and that's the status of Surya. So even though the halacha in Eretz Yisrael proper is, as we said, that if someone didn't do the biur, then it's Nisra Daraisa to work with the produce while it's attached to the ground, Nisra Drabana to work with the produce when it's detached from the ground. Surya, we're going to be a little more makil. So says the Mishnah, Osin betalush besurya, you're allowed to work with the produce that's detached from the ground in Surya, meaning that which is asr mit rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael proper, you're allowed to actually do in Surya, is mutter in Surya, avalo b'mechubar. But that way, you're not allowed to work with the produce that's still attached to the ground. That which is asr da oraisa to do in Eretz Yisrael proper, is asr mit rabbanon to do in Surya, meaning it's one level down from the level of severity of Eretz Yisrael. Doshin, v'zorin, v'dorchin, u'ma'amrin. And therefore, if you were to give a list of things that you do with detached produce, you're allowed to do all of those things. Threshing and winnowing and crushing grapes and gathering produce. All of that is done with stuff that's already detached from the ground. But if I were to give you a list of things that you do with that which is attached to the ground, you're not allowed to do any of those things in Surya. Avalo kotsrin, v'lo botsrin, v'lo moskin. You're not allowed to harvest, whether it be grains or grapes or olives, meaning all three of those things, kotsrin, botsrin, moskin, they all mean the same thing. They all mean harvesting. It's just different verbs that we use to describe harvesting grain, harvesting grapes, and harvesting olives. Klala merbi kivan, the rule is very simple. Kol shekiyotze b'mutter b'eretz Yisrael, osana sobesuria, anything that is mutter on a doraisa level to do in Eretz Yisrael, is mutter even midrabanan to do in Surya. That which is asr on a doraisa level to do in Eretz Yisrael is asr midrabanan to do in Surya. So that's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel now tells us what happens if you have something that grew, an onion that grew in the sixth year, not in the Shemitah year, and then you replanted it in the ground during the Shemitah year and it grew a little more. So b'tzalim sheyardu alem geshamim v'tzimchu. They have onions, they were picked in the sixth year from the ground, but then you put them back in the ground and it rained on them and they grew a little bit more during the Shemitah year. So Tanakama says, Im hayualon shalom shchorin asurin, that if the leaves that came out of them are very dark green, they're shchorin. Shchorin literally means black, but it means over here like a very deep dark green. So then we assume that it's asur that's going to be considered like produce that grew during Shemitah. Hariku hare elu mutarin, but if they're yarok, then they're going to be mutar. Yarok means like a yellowish color. In modern Hebrew, yarok means green, but in Tanaic Hebrew, yarok kikarti would mean green. We know this from the Mishnayos in Maseches Sukkah, when it describes in Esrog that yarok kikarti is pasul. So if an Esrog is a dark, dark green, that's green like a leek, that's going to be pasul. But yarok in general means that which is yellowish or goldish or something of that nature in that family. That's why you have in Maseches Nida, for example, a reference to dam yarok. Now, no woman bleeds green blood. Obviously, it means some sort of yellowish emission that comes from her body. So over here also, if the leaves are yarok, they're a lighter color, then they're mutter, we assume that they're not Shemitah produce. That's the Tanakama's Shita. But Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus Omer, even more machmir, that in Michol Neitalish Balon Shalen Asurin, I don't care what color the leaves are. If you're able to pull by those leaves and get the onions out of the ground by yanking at the leaves, then that's considered to be Shemitah produce, and that's going to be Asur. But the Mishnah says, if you take those very same onions, again, the very same onions that were planted in the sixth year, harvested in the sixth year, then replanted during Shemitah and grew a little more during Shemitah, if you were to take them again and replant them during the eighth year, and they're going to grow a little more during the eighth year, then those they go back to having the status of non-Shemitah produce. Meaning, since in the sixth year when they originally grew and they were originally picked, they were not Shemitah produce, and they only became Shemitah produce because of the additional growth that they had during the seventh year, if they're then replanted and they have additional growth during the eighth year, then it's not going to be Shemitah produce. Rabbi Vager just points out over here that when we said that when they're replanted in the seventh year, that they have a status of Shemitah, what does that mean? Is that referring to the entire onion or only these leaves that grew out of the onion? So Rabbi Vager points out that the Rash and the Rush both seem to assume that the entire onion becomes aser and becomes a Shemitah produce. But he writes, Aval Rambam Kasav, Masha Tzamach Mehen, Ye Ki'ilu Tzamach Ba'aretz, V'yechshvu Kepero Shavias. That only that which was Tzomeach anew during the Shemitah year has a din of Shemitah. Mashma, Dikidulim B'lechuru Da'asurim. Only that which grew during Shemitah. V'kach Kasav B'chiburu. And that's what the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah as well. V'osan Ha'alim Asurim Mishum Svichim. V'abitzal The onions themselves, they were mutter before, they remain mutter, but it's only that which grew out of them, those leaves that grew out of them during the Shemitah year, only that part is going to have the Kedushas Shavis. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we learned that whatever is Asar Mida Oraisa to do on the land in Eretz Yisrael is Asar Mida Rabbanan to do in Surya. Whatever is Asar Mida Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael proper, like working a produce that's detached from the ground is mutter, is heter gamur in Surya. And then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you have an onion that was harvested in the sixth year but then replanted in the seventh year and it grew a little more, so Tanakhama says whether the new growth is us or depends on the color of the plant, whereas that's the Shita of the Tanakhama, whereas the other Shita, who's the other Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, said that no, it doesn't matter what color it is, if you're able to yank it out of the ground by the leaves, then it's going to be us. But if you replant that very same onion and it grows a little more in the eighth year, then it's no longer Shemitah produce, then it's going to be mutter. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.